Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to a very festive edition of We're Not Fucking Historians with me, Hazel Hayes.
And me, Shane Todd. Merry Podmas.
Merry Podmas to one and all. I'm excited about today, Shane.
Yep.
It's Christmas episode.
I've got a warm, festive feeling.
You didn't wear a festive jumper, which upsets me.
I refuse to get on board with that. We're all doing Christmas jumpers. Well, I'm not going. I don't like to be dictated to fashion-wise.
Okay.
I'm a maverick. I do my own thing.
So we're just opening with quite a grinchy attitude.
Not grinchy, but like, let me enjoy my interpretation of Christmas.
My body, my choice is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Got it. Well, we have a lot of Christmas content to get through.
To unwrap.
Oh, I love it.
Are you
a Christmas person? I'm going to allow festive puns today.
Okay.
I've said it. I'm not going to complain about it.
You'll regret it.
Hey-o.
Are you a Christmas person? You are, aren't you?
I am.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Less so the last few years. I feel like life
is
beating it out of me.
Christ.
But.
Yeah.
I try.
I like it in a short window.
Yes.
I do not like the build up. I certainly don't appreciate a November lead in.
I agree. Nor do I like to hear Christmas music in October.
No. Here's the thing. 1st of December, I would prefer you didn't, but it's acceptable.
Yes.
You want to get the tree up? Okay, I wouldn't, but that's fine.
Yeah.
For me, it's the second week of December.
Yeah.
You can put the tree up, but I really like the day before Boxing Day, give me the Christmas songs. Let's do, in fact, Boxing Day. No, sorry, Christmas Eve.
Jesus.
Imagine I was like, get the tree up on the 26th of December.
I was going to say, that's in it. I was like, is this a Northern Irish tradition?
Yeah, we're so behind the times.
Gosh, we're quite different down south. That is an instantly a difference in our traditions because you say Boxing Day and we say St. Stephen's Day. Let's call the whole thing off.
I didn't know that was Boxing Day. I thought you just called that Christmas Day.
There's a lot of confusion. Now that I live in, it's one of those things I've had to sacrifice now that I live in London.
This is why we can't have a United Ireland. Everyone can talk about it and say they want it, but really there's things like this that
it's
we would...
just these things.
Admin, so much
it's
admin.
The admin.
Do we keep RTE? Can we still watch BBC?
Is it UTV or ITV?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's park it.
For those reasons.
They're the only thing stopping it.
Let's stay ununited. So here's what I'm going to say before we kick off, which I think is important because you've already kind of raised it there. Are you a Christmas person? Are you know, these are the questions we ask our friends. You've always got that one who goes slightly overboard.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has, and no judgment, but she has professional decorators come to her home, put up the tree, decorate the tree, do all the wreaths and the garlands on the stairs and everything. And it's done. She's like, she's very into it.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge, but why does she not have a soul?
I'd argue what's weird
what a terrible
is
person.
She's the most joyous, soulful, heartfelt person. She just loves Christmas so much.
No, she's overcompensating.
Like, well,
she's an alien. Remember in Men in Black when a guy had like his skin pulled off
yeah.
and he was a wee alien controlling
Egger,
someone's brain?
Egger, yeah.
That's your friend.
That's her.
That's your friend.
Yeah. Just so going so overboard that you wonder.
Professional decorator.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have professional decorators if you're renovating a house. Not to put Christmas decorations
up. But see, there's a lot of judgment there, Shane. And
yes.
What I was going to say was, each to their own.
No, they say it's easy to judge people and that's why I do it.
I'm really trying here. I'm trying to say, whatever Christmas you're having, it's all right. If you're the person who gets in professional decorators to do every nook and cranny of the house, that's fine. If you don't even want to put up a fucking tree this year, that's fine.
You're right.
Fine.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's each to their own. And let's acknowledge, I think, up front that not everyone is looking forward to Christmas. And sometimes it is a very difficult time of year
for people.
Turkeys
wouldn't be.
Exactly. Turkeys. There's one for a start.
Not the Turkish.
No.
Although I don't know if they do it. Do you?
I don't off the top of my head. Difficult to say.
But some Irish people in Turkey will be listening and will be doing it.
And this podcast is for you, lads.
Or lad. Single.
Lad. If guy. You are an Irish person in Turkey currently putting up your tree, please email us. We have an email address now.
Yes, it's hello@nothistorians.com.
It is. But yeah, so look, we're just going to have a bit of crack here today. Whether you love Christmas or not, we don't give a fuck. All are welcome here. A lot like in Nazareth, mm-hmm. eh? At that inn.
Is this going to be a wee bit like, you know, the last lessons of term before Christmas with the teacher? Because normally we do facts. Normally people get brutally murdered and slain. People raise armies and monks get killed in monasteries. But is this one where we're going, look, we're just having a bit of fun?
That is exactly what we're doing. It's the last Friday before Christmas.
Great.
You can wear your own clothes into school. You bring the games in. Brilliant. There's no lessons.
Yeah.
What's Christmas in Ireland like for you, Shane? What are the big traditions? What were the big hitters for you?
Oh, for me, really, it's about the grub.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
about the food.
Yeah.
Really, I'll. That's my barometer for a good Christmas.
Yeah, because as we all know,
like?
It's not about the presents. It's not about the commercialism.
No.
It's about how much food you can shove in your face.
Yeah.
And then how long it takes before you go to the sofa, open that top button, and just sort of stay there catatonic for the day.
Well, here's the thing. For me, it definitely involved a lot of moving about and transport, because what I would do is, because my mom and dad got divorced when I was a kid, you go, oh, that's terrible. Not at Christmas, it wasn't.
Double presents.
Doubling up.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Stepdad's family. Oh, they're buying me a few things too. I was just like accumulating wealth.
You're
and
little
gifts.
Little moocher just going in from house. A bit like an anti-Santa.
Yeah.
Just
no,
going.
I'm not. No, don't call me anti-Santa. Like some sort of some sort of female
sort of
Santa spin-off.
Why not? No, as in you were like, you went house to house taking gifts.
I started with an empty sack. I finished with a filled to the brim brown sack.
Okay.
With gifts.
Yeah.
I just went, I was just going door to door. Even people I wasn't related to or didn't know, I was calling at their house being like, hey, my mum and dad are divorced. What can you give me? What can you give me?
Just in the name.
I did cash.
So
I was doing the rounds. Christmas for me was doing the rounds. And then eventually later in the day you'd settle.
Yeah, I had the cliched shit divorced parents Christmas.
Right.
Where it was just awkward.
Yeah.
The double presents did not make up for them having to pretend to like each other for a few minutes.
Right.
And genuinely, I could have done without.
Don't know, the right present would.
Do you know what? I'll give you that. Had the presents been good enough,
yeah.
I think I might have been happier about it. But they weren't enough. They weren't enough to make up for that. And anyone listening who had to do that shit as a child will know that there's just a unique awkwardness to that thing where you just know they're just pretending to be nice for a few hours because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Which was fucking horrible for everybody involved. So all I can say is I hope you got some really good. I hope you got a Skelectric. Skelectric's the winner. That was a good gift.
Yeah. Oh, Skelectric's was unbelievable. See, if you're if you got a Christmas gift, and I probably wasn't. That was three figures. Anything over 100 quid.
Huge.
That means your parents loved you.
I was a girl, so I didn't get cool things like Skelectrics.
Yeah.
My brothers had them, so right. I just played with their toys.
Yeah.
I played with the Skelectrics, the Lego, model cars.
Mm-hmm.
They got all the cool shit, BMX.
Do you know what would piss off a parent? And I probably will, maybe not this year, but next year with my son, I know I'll have the same feeling. You would get like the main present and then you would get gifts around that. But you always, as a kid, you always really liked the cheapest gift
some
or like one that wasn't
shit,
meant as the main
or
thing.
Or the box the gift came
Yeah.
Just made something out of that. Had a great day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That must be soul destroying for the person who's paid the three figures for that.
Were you always based in one place at Christmas, or did you do the rounds too with
sort
family?
Sort of moved around. We'd sometimes have it in my grandparents, which was lovely. Yeah, it kind of depended really. wherever you landed. But yeah, no, kind of usually in our house, and everyone come over and we'd have the dinner. My mother would complain the whole time about, P.S. she listens to every episode.
Oh, what's your mum go?
So I'm slightly watching myself. My mum's name is Helen.
Oh, hi, Helen.
She's a big fan of the show. She texts me every week on a Tuesday to let me know she's listened, tells me her favourite parts.
Excellent, usually mine.
Loves you, Shane.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves
hey,
you.
Hey, right back at you, Hills.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll be listening to this. So I'm, you know, I'm being somewhat cautious about all of the Christmas stories.
My parents are divorced. What are you getting me this year?
She fucking will, Shane. If you turn up at that woman's door and ask to be taken care of at Christmas, she will.
Me smuggling a Skeletrix over the border. Going back home.
Oh, she'd take you and she'd feed you. She'd have the little hot water bottle ready in the bed for when you get into it. You know, then.
Well, I'm not a pensioner, touches. So I don't know if I need a hot water bottle to get into bed.
Well, I am a pensioner and I do. Okay, so back off.
I just picture you at 7 o'clock on Christmas Day with your feet in a basin. Saying, that's better.
I'm not opposed. Yeah. I'm not opposed to it. And I think you shouldn't knock until you've tried it, Shane.
Sorry, I'm judging again.
Other traditions that were big for me, and I say were, I very much mean still are now.
You do Christmas in London now?
Well, I mean, we all had to last year with COVID. So
yeah. Would you have gone home before that?
Maybe? I would have gone home every year.
Right.
Last year was the first year I wasn't at home for Christmas. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I think that was true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think that was true for an awful lot of people, and especially Irish people living abroad. I think there's a huge amount of people who come home for Christmas.
Yeah. You know what the moral of that is? You know what the moral of that is?
What is the moral?
Don't leave. Never leave. You must not leave. Bad things will happen if you leave. Stay.
It's fair.
Stay. We've got a lane. Let's all stay in it.
Stay in that one.
Stay in it.
Yeah, that's fair. I had a nice Christmas in London. I'm probably going to do it again this year. What with the Rona still doing the rounds. But what I have been enjoying from the comfort of my London apartment the past few years is the Lele Toy Show.
Right. Need to chat to you about this.
Do you not watch the toy show?
We don't get RT on terrestrial TV. Some parts of Northern Ireland do if you're like near the border.
Okay.
But because I'm from near Belfast, yeah. I wouldn't have got it. I think you were aware of what it was, but it's only since like you'd see social media clips of it or like reaction, but you know, short clips online, you start to see it a bit more, but I've never sat down to watch a whole episode. I think as a kid, it would have crushed me to look at these children in the studio getting like
all their toys
hooked up so bad.
So the toy show is a difficult thing to describe to people who didn't grow up with it. And even now, there's a sort of community of people who are live tweeting it now.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching it, because I'm alone here with no other Irish people, I go on Twitter and then I connect with all the other people who are watching it. And all you can really do is share the clips by way of explanation. Otherwise, there's just, I mean, for example, this year you had a young kid from, I don't know, Limerick singing 8 Mile by Eminem.
Why not?
Sang that?
Yeah.
While Ryan danced behind him and he did all the rap bits.
Ryan Tubridy hosts, doesn't he?
Ryan Tubridy hopes now, Tubbs.
Also, Ryan, get us on your show.
Oh,
we want to go on the Late Late Show.
Yeah, I want to be on Ryan's show. We want to be on his radio show and also the Late Late Show. Yeah. Shane, being on the Late Late Show is like my actual dream.
Right, we can do it.
Like, I'm not expecting to be on the toy show. I know that's above me and that's okay.
Is that on your list for what you...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's
list. Oh, I would love to be on the Late Late Toy Show. I'm always so jealous.
We're not the toy show. We're not
going to
jump to the toy show.
I want to be on the Late Late Toy Show.
Let's get on the Late Late Show.
I would
and then
love
if
that.
You kill it,
work up
do
to
the
it.
Toy show.
They had Ed Sheeran on this year.
We're bigger.
He's not even fucking Irish.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He looks it.
Love the show. Yous are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing well to sell myself there, am I?
No.
But yeah, so basically it is like
when was it on? Was it on Christmas Eve?
No, it's not Christmas Eve. No, because what the thing about the Late Late Show was it started off as an ad. It was essentially toy companies saying, how do we get these toys out to kids at Christmas? So they partnered with RTE and they made a show where at the time it was Gay Byrne, Gaybo, Lord rest his soul, love that man. He hosted it and it was wonderful because you'd see him on the Late Late Show having very in-depth, serious, heavy interviews, you know, with like members of the clergy and politicians and stuff. And then now here he is in a Christmas jumper having to deal with these mad kids all running around and basically just listen to them for several hours while they tell him about this new toy they have and why it's so brilliant. And right. It began as a sort of an ad, which would go out early December, so people had time to get the toys in. And then it just took off and people fucking loved it, lapped it up. So they kept making it. And now it's this huge show that goes out across the world now. So being abroad, you can get it on the RT player and Irish people all around the world sit and watch it.
See, I think the reason that stays in Ireland is I don't think British kids could deal with it. I think they would lose their shit. Mommy, I want that one. You know, it would just
like
be...
Farouk Assault.
What?
Farouk Assault.
What's that?
From Willy Wonka. Farouk is a really spoilt child. She goes into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and she wants everything. I want it now.
Yeah, and without judging, that's what all British kids are like.
Without judging, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, they probably would lose their shit over it. I took issue with the Billy Barry kids, who, I guess, how do I put this in other terms? If you went to college or ever at any point encountered theatre kids,
mm-hmm.
or as we call them, drama heads.
Yeah.
Who I was kind of an honorary member. I was in a couple of the musicals and stuff. But I could
see you being on the fringes.
Thank you. But I was never a real drama head.
You sound like Jerry Adams.
I was never.
No, I was friends with those guys, but I was never in the drama society.
I was never a drama head. Yes, but as a child, the Billy Barry kids were these kids who went to this like sort of singing and dancing academy called Billy Barry, named after Lady
I can picture
Barry. And yeah, a lot of jazz hands.
Right.
A lot of jazz hands. I say I hated them. I was jealous.
Were they on the show? Is that what you mean? They were the
sort
of kids
that were
on the show.
They do the singing. They do all that kind of
stuff. So you enjoyed the show, but part of you, it pissed you off a bit?
Yeah.
Right, right.
A little bit.
Party, do you know what you were doing there?
Yeah.
You were supporting me and you were being kind to me. Mm. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're kind.
Thank you very much.
And we are friends forever now.
Good.
Put it there. Done. Party, everybody. Yeah. Head over to Kate there. She's going to mind you.
It's funny because when I think of Christmas in Dublin, I immediately go back to being a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really think of it now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think of going into like town when I was a kid and there would have been the ILEC Centre and all the markets there. Did Christmas mm-hmm. markets? Did you have a Christmas market?
No, there is now at City Hall in Belfast. There's the Christmas market.
No, I'm not talking about what we know now as a Christmas market, which is all very...
Christmas-centric things. Do you mean there was markets?
As in there were Del Boy Wheeler dealers selling all the knockoff shit.
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, I loved that.
So you would get that in for Christmas?
You'd get all your stuff and you'd get like your wrapping paper and your tinsel and everything. And the famous one, if you're my age or older, you will know this line, wrapping paper, 5 for 50.
Right.
It would sell 5 rolls for 50
euro.
Pence.
Oh, that's a lot better.
And it would have been, yeah, it's a much better deal. But like hearing that in my head, in that Dublin accent, just fills me with Christmas happiness.
We might have had the same guy, not Christmas really, but there was a guy in Belfast in Corn Market who used to go, 5 letters for a pound.
Very similar.
It was always 5. They could only work in multiples of 5.
It was always, I'd do one more.
5 letters for a pound.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be someone listening to this being like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I was that guy.
And if you're listening, we want you on the show.
He's not. He's dead.
Oh. Christmas trees.
Yep.
Thoughts? Did you have a fake tree, real tree?
For a while, we dabbled in real trees before the recession. You know, you'd have had the odd tree, like my dad, you know, you're speaking about Del Boy guys, like my dad the odd time would have had a real tree, but it wasn't necessarily pine. You know, sometimes you would have had an oak in there. Sometimes you would have had a...
bamboo.
Carnivorous or whatever.
Carnivorous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or an apple tree one time. I'm pretty sure he robbed an orchard, but there was different leaves about the house anyway. Let's just leave it there. And the leaves he kept up in the roof space with all the lamps on them. You know, but he never brought those downstairs. And then the police came and took those away.
We
would have had fake trees mainly.
Yeah, I had a fake tree growing up.
I don't know. I don't like people that would insist on real. If the fake one looks good, it's far less hassle.
The only reason I don't have a fake one now is in London, you've no attic to keep it in.
Yeah.
Or like a garage ring. You're just in an apartment. So what the fuck are you going to do with a tree all year? So I don't really have a choice but to have a real one now.
Where do you get it? Outside London, I presume. They're not growing Christmas trees in London.
What are you talking about,
Where do you
Shane?
Go for it? Birmingham?
I go on the train to Birmingham, not Birmingham, Birmingham.
Devon. You were at Devon
for
a tree.
Yeah, and I drag it all the way back to London. Are you mad? Of course they have Christmas trees in London.
Nah, there's no greenery in London.
Do you want a fact?
Yep.
Christmas trees were introduced to the wealthy of Britain and Ireland in the early 1840s.
I would have thought it was after that, so that is a good fact.
I thought we had Christmas trees before that, the 1840s.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been much longer. I thought it was a really long-standing tradition.
Yeah.
The custom was introduced to Britain from Germany by Prince Albert. Is he the one?
Big fan of his rings.
I was going to say, is he the one the piercings are named after?
Yeah.
Is that the piercing that you get in your penis?
Yeah, that's what he had.
Is it, what's it like, a piercing through the penis?
Yeah.
Through the, was it like the foreskin or like?
Yeah, that's why I don't have mine anymore.
The piercing or the penis?
Both. But my Christmas list this year has two things on it. Reverse my circumcision and give me that ring back, homeboy.
Albert, if you're listening, he just wants his penis back for Christmas.
Yeah,
like Home Alone.
Just to clarify, by the way, I haven't had my penis removed, just about 13%.
In case anybody's worried that they botched the job slightly, he's perfectly fine, don't worry. And on that bombshell, I think let's take a wee break, mostly so I can catch my breath, and we'll be back after these messages.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of We're Not Fucking Historians. Okay, so I just want to get a couple of very, very quick Christmas stories in here. I have one that I'm bringing up purely because it took place up north and I thought it was a bit funny.
Okay.
Also, the producer incorrectly labelled this when he sent it to
Name
me.
Name and shame, who are we talking about here?
It was Finn. He, when he sent it to me, that what was written was Santa's burial. What he linked me to was an article about Santa being arrested in Belfast, and I thought the man died. I thought he died.
Yeah.
He didn't die. He's fine. But last year, there was a minor hiccup, as he called it himself, on the festive tour of West Belfast.
Yeah.
After Santa's sleigh was pulled over by the actual police. So imagine, if you will, Santa's touring about Belfast, except it's not Santa, it's some bloke. And actually, the sleigh is just sort of a cart being pulled by a single horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that image already. But there were some concerns from residents about the fact that the sleigh didn't have a light on it.
Sure.
The lights were broken and it was a hazard. So they called the police.
Santa can't do right for doing wrong.
Really?
Oh, sorry, he doesn't have a light. Sorry, he's too busy spreading joy to kids.
He swear to God, he was out touring the Hamel Street area, just delivering gifts to kids with the sleigh and everything. I mean, fair play to him. And it had to be stopped for a bit because the residents weren't happy that police pulled him over and arrested him.
First of all, fair play to Santa, because West Belfast, aka the Wild West. I'm surprised you said Santa got in a new bit of trouble. I thought you were going to say that he went outside and let Rudolph's hooves down, you know?
On a Christmas episode.
If he's going to get arrested anywhere,
it's
Belfast.
It's Belfast, isn't
it? Let's face it. Yeah.
I just would have liked to see it. I would have liked to see in particular the horse.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have really made it for me, the image.
Hold on, if I'm a lawyer.
Did they stick antlers on it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, bless him. So that's not about Santa being buried. My heart was in my throat while I read that entire story, wondering at what point and how he was going to die.
Yeah. No, he's never going to die. He can't.
Oh, obviously not. Except that he did. And he's buried. Where do you think he's buried, Shane?
Oh, Birmingham.
What's your deal with Birmingham?
Don't know, of curiosity about it.
Just given that this is an Irish history podcast, where do you think he might be buried?
So sometimes I think my life's like the Truman Show, and I think they've built London for me. But everyone talks about, Birmingham's like the second biggest city. They know I'll never go there, and I don't know anyone who's ever been there, and I don't know what goes on there. But I'm pretty sure if I tried to board a train from London to Birmingham, I would get, like, the world would end or something would happen. And I think you're in on this too. But where do you think Santa's buried? Meath? Is it down south?
It was a good shout. We think, and actual evidence, the community, the nerds think that he was buried in County Kilkenny.
Oh, okay, good spot, good place for a pint.
Decent place, yeah. So there is apparently mounting evidence to support the idea that St. Nicholas of Myra, who was a Christian saint who inspired the legend of Santa, is buried at an ancient graveyard of a church there in Kilkenny. So local historians think that the remains of St. Nicholas, so he was a 4th century philanthropist and Greek bishop of Myra, which is now in modern day Turkey, that his remains were first, and I don't know why they did this, they brought them to Italy for a bit and then to Jerpoint in County Kilkenny. Not sure why they did the stop off.
The only thing I'm sure of is I'm sure that I would love our Turkish listener to try and track down Santa.
I would love that.
Because he's over there.
That one Turkish
listener. That is further. We've come full circle. What was one of the first things we said when we recorded a pilot of this podcast? We'll claim anyone.
We will to be absolutely one of our own. Claim anybody.
Santa? Oh, sure. He was from here.
Yeah.
He's buried here. Here's the proof. Oh, there's nothing there. Exactly. It's hard to say.
Difficult to say, isn't
it?
Well, the saint wasn't Irish, but he was apparently just this kind-hearted bishop. He was very generous. He gave people gifts, gave gifts to the poor, that kind of thing. And this got him his sainthood.
Well,
and Santa was modelled after him. And he died in 346.
Right.
After his death, the legend of Santa Claus comes about, the whole Yuletide tradition of leaving gifts under a tree and that kind of thing. And yeah, they think that he's down in Kilkenny. What is weird is it's actually on private land. So there's no
way of checking.
There's no visit. They don't allow visitors.
Yeah.
And all the local politicians and historians are all going, this actually would be quite a good tourist trap. We probably should let people in so they'll give us money. But they're not doing that.
Yeah. I don't think it's a great one to sell to kids. Can we go to Disneyland? No, come on, I'll take you to where Santa's buried.
I'm not saying kids, nerds. Grown-up nerds.
Adults.
Adult Christmas nerds. Wouldn't they love it? So in this article I read, this is great. The Kilkenny mayor, who I'm sure probably isn't the mayor of Kilkenny anymore, Andrew McGuinness,
of course,
said in his article, he's determined to put the resting place of the greatest gift giver of all time firmly on the world map by Christmas of next year.
He's smelling a few pound there, isn't he?
That article was written in 2014.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Andrew, I'm sorry, mate. It's not going to happen. But we know it's there, sure.
Well, even if that original guy died, the magic of Christmas will live on forever.
I love that. Thank you.
As long as I get to have my breakfast separately and then my first Christmas dinner second and then the Christmas sandwich. That's what Christmas is all about. Speaking of gift giving.
Yeah. You don't.
I just wanted to do that to see.
I didn't fall for it.
Did you get me anything?
No.
I got you a mug for the podcast.
You did get me a mug before.
Yeah. $11.99.
I got you the gift of, you know, my company.
Right. It's just a gift I got you was $11.99. So if you want to match that value.
Next time we're here, I'm going to bring something equivalent to the value of $11.99.
Should we do a secret Santa, but we'll just get each other?
Yeah.
Right. And what's our gift limit? 50K?
Yeah.
55K.
55K.
Yeah.
I like it. In the meantime, do you want to pull a cracker?
Yep.
And the show's going again. Show what?
Don't cheat.
What?
Don't grab over the thing.
I'm not above it. Right. I won't do that to you.
Let's have a civilized. Even though we've learned that Ireland, it was lawless. It was uncivilized. It was always getting invaded. Let's have a non-Irish cracker pull. Let's do a very German.
Yeah. Okay. Very Swiss, even very neutral.
No, then no one will win, and we'll both just sit here and would refuse to pull it and claim that no one should
anything.
Have it. Yeah.
Okay, a very German Christmas cracker pulling. Yeah.
Shit.
Shane lost for anyone who can't
open
see
it up. Let's see what you got.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Can I read you the joke?
Yeah.
I have a sticker that says official mince pie taste tester.
Oh, wow.
So I guess what that means is like I can just wear that and people will be fooled.
You can do what I did when I was a kid. You can just go around any house and demand mince pies and cash.
Yeah. Just flash them my badge.
You want to do the second one?
And then we'll do the jokes. Okay.
I knew. My technique's like so wrong. I think I'm just too strong.
Tell you what, since it's Christmas.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, here's my joke. You ready?
Yeah.
What do snowmen wear on their heads?
Don't know.
Ice caps.
Do you want to hear my joke? Then you'd have to come to the Grand Opera House Belfast July next year.
You cheeky swine.
4 nights for the wee man.
I just remembered I did get you a gift.
Okay.
I actually did get... Bear with. One sec.
You didn't.
Bear with.
I feel like you didn't get me a gift because if you did, you would have given me it in the bit that we talked about gifts. Okay. Excited for this.
Did actually get you a gift, Shane. It's a copy of my book. It's called Out of Love. It's available in all good bookstores. It would make a wonderful gift for yourself or a friend. And that's for you. And you are my friend. It's a signed copy. You're welcome. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is it not like unfair to get someone a gift from the Pulp Factory?
How dare you?
I could have given you a review for the back.
You did give a review. There were too many profanities. The publisher refused to put it on the back.
Is it fair to say that this is out of all good bookstores and hey, some bad ones as well?
Look, it's the side of the road. It's sort of wherever you get it.
I actually will read this. But this is not... No, do you know what? Do you know why you've ruined Christmas? Because this is the copy that sits out in the stack production shelving unit.
How dare you?
So I was going to say, I will actually take this home and read it, but I can't because this one isn't even yours.
I'll bring you a copy next time.
Well, you can bring a copy to the Grand Opera House in Belfast, goh.uk. The main thing of Christmas is promote your products.
Promote your own shit. Plug the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Make more money so you can buy more crap next year. We've got to wrap it up, Shane.
Hey!
Hey-o. Love that. Got to wrap it up there. I hope that you've enjoyed the Christmas episode. I hope that wherever you are and whatever you're doing and however you celebrate, you are having a lovely rest and a lovely holiday and a lovely break from the madness.
Yep.
And we will see you before the new year. We have one more episode coming out.
Yep.
And again in the new year. So tune in again next Tuesday. Check us on the socials.
The Hazel Hayes, Shane Todd Comedy. And listen, give the real gift this year the link to this podcast to a relative.
But wrap it, put it in a box.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Hand it to them like it's important.
Yeah. Hazel, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Shane. And remember, until next time.
We're not fucking historians. Ho, ho, ho.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production. and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.